What are you looking at? She asks me. I'm looking at an anorexic, I say. A really hot anorexic, I want to add, but I don't. I'm not anorexic, she says. I'm bulimic. She says it with her nose and chin in the air. She gets all arrogant. And then I remember there are a bunch of anorexics who are proud to be skinny and starved freaks. They think being anorexic makes them special, makes them better than everybody else. They have their own frickin' websites where they give advice on the best laxatives and stuff. What's the difference between bulimics and anorexics, I ask. Anorexics are anorexics all the time, she says. I'm only bulimic when I'm throwing up. Wow, she sounds just like my dad, who always says I'm only an alcoholic when I get drunk. There are all kinds of addicts, I guess. We all have pain, and we all look for ways to make the pain go away. Penelope gorges on her pain and then throws it up and flushes it away. My dad drinks his pain away. So I say to Penelope what I always say to Dad when he's drunk and depressed and ready to give up on the world. Hey, Penelope, I say, don't give up. Okay, so it's not the wisest advice in the world. It's actually kind of obvious and corny. But Penelope starts crying, talking about how lonely she is and how everybody thinks her life is perfect because she's pretty and smart and popular, but that she's scared all the time, but nobody will let her be scared because she's pretty and smart and popular. And notice that she mentioned her beauty, intelligence, and popularity twice in one sentence. The girl has an ego, but that's sexy too. How is it that a bulimic girl with vomit on her breath can suddenly be so sexy? Love and lust can make you go crazy. I suddenly understand how my big sister Mary could have met a guy and married him 5 minutes later. I'm not so mad at her for leaving us and moving to Montana. Over the next few weeks, Penelope and I become the hot item at Reardon High School. Well, okay, we're not exactly a romantic couple. We're more like friends with potential, but that's still cool. Everybody is absolutely shocked that Penelope chose me to be her new friend. I'm not some ugly mutated beast, but I am an absolute stranger at the school, and I am an Indian, and Penelope's father, Earl, is a racist. The first time I meet him, he said, "Kid, you better keep your hands out of my daughter's panties. She's only dating you because she knows it will piss me off, so I ain't going to get pissed. And if I ain't pissed, then she'll stop dating you. In the meantime, you just keep your trouser snake in your trousers, and I won't have to punch you in the stomach."